Now, if you remember back in 2009, the Delhi High Court had decriminalized homosexuality, putting Section 377 inside the closet, exactly where it belongs, only for it to be reversed by the Supreme Court very recently. You remember what our Bangaloreans had to say when this happened? Let's rewind a bit.
Pegging us as these unnatural sexual offenders, this sort of inequality seems unfair.
I can't be gay anymore. I don't accept this verdict of the court.
Well, I've been gay for 27 years and now the government tells me that I can't. So basically, the government expects me to pay my taxes, live and die, but the moment they think I have sex, they put me in jail. So yay, country, I love you.
Yeah, no one was really happy with that. On the phone lines with me, a lawyer from the Bangalore High Court, Raleigh Mudappar.
Come on.
Disha.
This is exactly what it says, that anybody having unnatural sex against the order of nature with any man, woman or beast is an offence wherein you can be imprisoned for life or 10 years.
This is if you're caught in the act.
Yes.
Now, one woman in Bangalore, she availed of this option. She found out that her husband was gay after marriage when she caught him on a spy camera. Why did she send him to jail for 10 years? Why such a harsh step instead of just taking a divorce and wrapping it up? She's on the phone lines with me, but on the other side. Ooh, that's nice. Without disclosing her identity, she's on the phone lines with me. Why such a drastic step?
Come on.
Disha. Because this 1 year of the period of marriage life was, I was enduring a mental torture. I was just living like a roommate in a house, and I'm doing all my household things, going back to work and all that. And then
was this a love marriage? Was this a love marriage?
No, it was purely an arranged marriage.
And he didn't tell you that he was gay at that time?
The only thing, I found out things by myself. And, you know, applying all this lip gloss and all that stuff, very feminine features, and then he's not interested in me. We don't have any kind of physical relationship between us at all. I just suspected that there were some visitors in my house.
Okay.
And the most shocking thing is, disgusting thing is that this was happening in my house, in my absence.
What did you ask him? Are you gay? Did you ask him straight up?
Yes, I did ask him many times, are you gay? Very politely I asked him. Confess it to me. We will sort it out something. Excuse me that I'm having some other illicit affairs. All these accusations. I just wanted to see. There was no sign of remorse. Very harshly he told me that I don't want to live with you. If you want a divorce, I'm ready to give you a divorce. Walk out of my life.
You decided he needs to go to jail for this.
I decided that he should be punished for this.
Alright, let's make a start right here. I'm just urging you, if you've never come out of the closet for the first time, just say it. Get it off your chest. You want to say it to yourself, you want to say it to a friend, you want to say it to your parents, you want to say it to me, you want to go anonymous on radio and do it. It's going to take a lot of courage to do that, but believe me, it's going to be liberating. Ooh, that's nice.
Hey, Disha, how are you?
How are you? I believe you don't want to give me your name.
Yes, fair.
Don't worry about it. What's up?
I'm a gay man.
Is this the first time you're coming out of your closet, or do people know about this?
I've already come out to my close friends and family, and that's all that matters. I really admire, you know, the lady's courage. I mean, from a gay man's perspective, a lot of parents have a roadblock. A lot of them are like, oh, we'll go and support the neighbor's kid, but when it comes to my own child, maybe not.
Maybe not. Liberal, they save their liberalism or whatever you call that for other people, but in the old house, it becomes a little difficult to accept. I know it takes a lot of courage to do this. Thank you for getting on air and sharing a little story with me.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Ooh, that's nice.
Well, you know, I think we're all just kind of taken aback by what just happened. So I'm a lawyer.
Okay.
I work at the Alternative Law Forum, and we do work on lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender life.
Can you give me details of a website or helpline number that people can maybe reach out?
The Subhava Trust. So that's 080-223-0959.
Perfect.
You know, because Bangalore is going to have its Pride March on the 23rd of November.
I'm aware, yes. 23rd November is the Pride March, yes.
Yeah. One thing that really helps with coming out is also just meeting other members of the community and knowing that maybe even if your family isn't supportive, you have another family.
I'm just going to wrap this up by saying, in the second largest population of the world, the only thing the government is obsessing about is gay sex. Wow, bhai. Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.